With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is lashing out at the Biden administration's plans to slap new tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, advanced batteries, solar cells, steel, aluminum, and medical equipment. White House advisor Jake Sullivan.
It's no secret that the president, this entire administration, has been concerned about unfair practices by the PRC that harm American workers and businesses, the issue of overcapacity, the ways in which China has put in place a series of non-market distorting practices in strategic sectors. And he has said consistently, I'm going to stand up and push back against that.
This comes in an election year. Former President Trump says the Biden administration tariffs don't go far enough. DOJ says Boeing violated a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement involving fatal 737 crashes. In a filing in U.S. federal court in Texas, DOJ says the agreement protected the aviation manufacturer from criminal charges. Filing says Boeing broke the agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of the U.S. fraud laws throughout its operations. Boeing has 30 days to respond. Also at SRNnews.com, the 2024 Baltimore mayor's race includes familiar faces and corruption allegations.
In the Democratic primary for Baltimore's mayor, incumbent Brandon Scott is facing off against former Mayor Sheila Dixon. Dixon's tenure was cut short in 2010 after she took a plea deal for misappropriating gift cards meant for poor families. Scott beat Dixon by a narrow margin in 2020. The winner of the primary will be considered the prohibitive favorite in the general election in the heavily Democratic city. Public safety has become a key issue in the campaign. Scott has been the face of Baltimore since the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March, but it remains to be seen whether that will help his campaign. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Decency experts issue a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up the current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. It allows the attorney general more time to decide whether to take the case to the Supreme Court for a hearing. This is SRN News. The White House is defending Vice President Harris's use of profane language.
During a public appearance this week, the vice president used profanity while offering advice to young Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders about how to break through barriers. Asked about the appropriateness of the language, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre described the vice president as passionate. Greg Clugston, The White House.
San Diego County confirming a third case of measles this year. The county says a one-year-old is the latest to come down with the measles. It's the third case in San Diego this year, all three originating outside the U.S. Before these three cases, it was 5 years since San Diego County had a case of measles. The cases come as illegal immigration reaches record numbers. No jurors have been seated in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. Dozens of jurors have been excused out of an initial pool of about 150 people. More details at srnnews.com.